data centers. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that are really concerned. A lot of it really starts at the local level, local zoning. And pretty much every municipality here in Carbon County is in the midst of adopting zoning ordinances designed for data centers. And I would definitely encourage those municipalities to, you know, the time to act is now.
Welcome to Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. And Doyle, we are back here in Harrisburg for another session week. Obviously, we see a lot of comments that you get asking questions about random topics. So we wanted to address a couple of those right here today. Obviously, one of the ones that you get the most is about data centers. Mm-hmm. And before I turn it over to you, we want to be specific that your job as a state representative is not necessarily to support one project, but it's to vote on the legislation on how data centers are run. So I guess I'll let you take it away from there.
Yeah, I mean, look, we put out posts on Facebook and social media quite a bit. It's a great tool to communicate. Actually, this podcast will be on there at some point. We do regular telephone town hall meetings. We've done several in-person town hall meetings. But it always is amazing. Like for emails, for example, I get like 1,000 emails a day. It's just insane. And we sort those out. So many of them are spam and junk. And then we get, you know, tons of comments. Facebook Messenger, I ask people, don't message me on Facebook because it's almost impossible to regulate that or maintain it. So, but yeah, one of the questions from time to time is on data centers. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that are really concerned. Some people, you know, a lot of misinformation out there about where I stand on these issues. But basically, a lot of it really starts at the local level, local zoning. And pretty much every municipality here in Carbon County is in the midst of adopting. Some of them have adopted months ago zoning ordinances designed for data centers. And others still have not done it. And I would definitely encourage those municipalities to, you know, the time to act is now. Get these zoning ordinances adopted. That's the number one thing. So if any project wants to come in, and it should be about local zoning. There was a bill here in the State House, two bills actually, that were Shapiro-sponsored bills that would have taken local zoning options and created this state board to make so-called recommendations on local zoning ordinances for data centers. And pretty much what it would have done was it would have taken away that local control. I've always supported local control. I think the people in their communities know best what's going to fit in their community. And so basically, that's where it starts, right? So the local officials need to adopt zoning codes for these types of projects. So any project that wants to come in would have to meet those zoning requirements. If they met that, the next step would then be to then go through the whole gauntlet of all the state-regulated processes. So you would have to get all kinds of DEP approvals, NPDES studies, endangered species, wetlands. You have to do a bat study, a bog turtle study, and everything else that's involved in that. The DRBC, the Delaware River Basin Commission, they control all the water levels, right, throughout the Delaware River Basin, which Carbon County is part of. You would have to get, if you were going to do any kind of water extraction, they would have to get a permit approved by the Delaware River Basin Commission. They manage the water levels. Then any kind of discharge that they would have to put out, if they were going to put it out, if they got through all those hurdles, if they were going to put that out, would have to be regulated and maintained at a certain level, because if they're discharging into an exceptional value stream, or they have to cart that water off. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of comments that come through and say, you know, you need to stop this type of development. Well, it isn't like we can't wave a magic wand and say, well, this, you can't do this here or there. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, we have no King's protests, right? So it's not up to me to single-handedly stop. But what we do is we make sure that the laws are in place, that these types of things are going to be heavily regulated at the state level. But it really starts at the local level, and the onus is upon those local officials to adopt zoning ordinances to try to combat these.
One of the questions we get a lot, too, is about property tax rent rebate. That mm-hmm. is something that affects everyone across the state here in Carbon County. Just, I guess, your thoughts about that and how we can move forward with property tax rent rebate reform.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that we need to, you know, really start to reduce or eliminate property taxes. I'm all for total elimination. I voted for it several times on the House floor. We've talked about this quite a bit, and what we need to do is eliminate that those taxes. We can start doing that with the bill that I have, that which would expand the property tax rent rebate program further than what we've already expanded it, and give that to every homeowner in the primary residence up to $1,000 off. I put that amendment up several times in the House floor, and we're going to continue to fight for that, because politics isn't about winning or losing on this day, but it's about persistence and keeping things going. When we worked on the opioid crisis and we got that legislation done, when we first started putting forth proposals, people said, oh, you can never do this, you can't change this, and we got that done. So it's important, whether we look at how do we make sure we're protecting our environment, how do we make sure we're providing good quality jobs in the community, how do we provide tax relief, you can't quit, and you got to keep working. And I think that's the key. But yeah, I mean, if you see a lot of the comments that you see, it's generally people that are frustrated. People can always call my office or send me an email. Like I said, we do get tons of email every day, and we try to respond to them as promptly as possible. I do have my district office staff, which does a really good job for us. But there's only so many hours in a day. And sometimes situations are very fluid. There may be a bill out in the House that we're voting on and debating on. So as those things ramp up, we try to get responses back to them. But, you know, when I'm in my office back in the district, even here in Harrisburg, I have a full slate of meetings today with a lot of local school officials that are coming out, some school groups tomorrow, and different local groups that are coming out to provide services throughout the state and in our community. So we're always meeting with people, always keeping those conversations going. But it's really, I think, because you see some of the frustration with people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I think the key is to keep the communication open. And instead of just attacking, we live in a society right now where people are just so angry. And we did our last podcast on civility in government.
Right.
And how do you have a conversation? How do we move forward? Not everybody's your enemy. And it seems like, you know, anything that isn't going right in somebody's life at that moment in time, sometimes they want to just post things on Facebook. But we live in a beautiful community in Carbon County, and we want to keep it that way. It tends to be better when we have conversations and stop with some of the political rhetoric.
And maybe it's not a good way to get your voice out. It's a way to have your voice heard frustrated.
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to talk about an issue?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do regular – we did a town hall meeting. We do a lot of telephone town halls. I think that's one of the best ways to really connect with a lot of people at one time. We do in-person town hall meetings. But just reaching out to my office. My staff is there to serve. I mean, we do thousands and thousands of constituent requests every year. People come into our office, whether it be a PennDOT issue, a rent rebate issue, and they come in for those services. So they can always reach out to our office. Sometimes people will say, oh, you need to come to this meeting, you need to come to that meeting. We represent over 34 municipalities, 6 school districts. It's a pretty big district. And in my time in Harrisburg, we don't always get opportunity to get to every meeting. But when it comes to the state level issues, or when we're working on policies and voting on them, like those bills to make sure we kept that local zoning ordinances local and not here at the state, those are things that we've heard back from a lot of people in the district about their concern with those bills, and we voted against them.